Hello, welcome to Naira Sense, the definitive financial podcast that shows you how to spend smartly, invest wisely, and compound wealth.
Precious.
Tony, hi guys.
I wish you guys could see us and myself. Well, we've been talking about the seven spending myths in Nigeria. And today we're going to be talking about the red meat. And then our focus is living on the island is lit.
Isn't it lit?
No, it's not.
Isn't it lit?
That was so like... She didn't even think twice.
So guys, I think...
Where do you live?
It's not your business.
Without thinking twice, they just respond.
It's not jealousy. Jealousy.
It's not.
Pam, where be you? Where be you, Pam?
I don't know what they're talking about, guys, but ignore them. Let's just say, let me tell you, after listening to some people's experiences and having a partner, I didn't say that. Living on the island is not lit, but let's hear from them. For those who want to live on the island, please, what do you guys think about it?
Is it lit?
I'm asking you.
I'm asking myself.
Okay. Let's take it from this cost perspective. The cost alone, why do people borrow to live on the island?
It's not everybody that borrows to live on the island.
Exactly what I was about to say. It's not everybody.
But what are we doing now to borrow to live on the island?
What about the people who don't borrow?
Yeah, but
are we saying they're
fine? Borrow, you're actually not looking at the future. You don't borrow. Your salary is 5 million and you're spending 3 million every year. You don't have time to save. Whereas your colleague is saving 2 million by renting 1 million. The same trip that you island mainland, the same 2 million per year. In 5 years, you save 10 million. You split a house in 10 years and then in 10 years, you are just saying, God, come and change my story.
Give me a land. On the island.
On the island. That is so big. Give me a land on the island.
Okay. Well, ignore these people. I'm going to tell you a story about Shino Peters and Jim Obia. So, Shino Peters is the guy that likes to sing. Well, in 1990, he decided to build a house worth 20 million naira. And then that same year, Jim Obia decided to start.
In 1990. Wait, I didn't even think about that. In 1990, 20 million naira.
That was
where
funny.
Where were you?
All these personal questions that you start, I don't like it. Please respect yourself.
Don't give away your
respect yourself. Anyway, so ignore these people. They're not serious. Jim Obia started Zeni Bank with the same amount. Should I still tell you the story again? You know where Zeni Bank is today, and then well,
the first 1 trillion naira company in Nigeria in the banking sector.
And then our brother Shinobita's.
Somewhere. Just renovated his house. With another amount of money.
Like 5 million. So.
Wow. That's all.
We can't say.
We don't want to be like you. We don't want to be like you when we grow up. We don't want to be like you. I didn't say that, guys. But basically, we're talking about investing. We're talking about compounding wealth. If imagine Jim Obia just started to act same like Shino Peters, where would Zeni? There would not even be Zeni Bank.
Exactly.
Not be anything.
There
like
would be another bank. Maybe the name of another person.
Another, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe if they reported the process, that'd be Shino Bank. Something like that.
It would have been way better.
But now, well, the guy is worth 313 billion naira.
How more? Like?
And Shino Peters is what?
Let's not crucify him now. Let's not crucify him, people.
Alright, so back to the main focus about living on the island. How lit is it? What's
light.
The place about life?
You know that is not true. That is so not true.
And
that's extra cost.
What the craze about? I mean,
really, what's the craze about?
Nice. You see, well, it's a great journey. Us on the island. Mm-hmm. But where do you?
Do you know? I think this thing is just something people create in their minds.
Which is the myth you're trying to say?
It's just you just create one bubble in your head that you're somewhere that is just.
Let me give you an example. When I was studying in Leeds, there was an executive of BP, I can't forget, British Petroleum. Now, we came for a seminar in British Petroleum, and they told us, oh, we're sorry, she's just going to be around for 9. Now, she's a top executive, and she lives in Leeds. Leeds to London by train is about 2 hours, and she comes in every day from Leeds because she has a house. And she says she gets more done on the train just coming. So the question is, for her, it's not a function of, oh, I live in London. London is costly. It's one of the most expensive places to be. Mm-hmm. But it's a well-paid woman working for British Petroleum, very big company, and she comes all the way from Leeds. So I don't know. I mean, what with this? I must have a house on the island. Live on the island. In fact, somebody says the only place I get that makes me come to the mainland is your airport. Who knows? I don't think I live with you guys in Lagos. I live on Lagos Island.
Your airport.
Yeah. All the best, Baba. Don't worry, because of you, Ambode would do airport in
the island.
He's coming.
He's doing it.
We are 4 million. Although that was cancelled recently, but they want to do it. They're supposed to be along that Lekki Free Trade. You know, Mr. Dangote is building some fantastic things there. So it's going to be an airport. We don't know if it's 2 years or 20 years. One day we'll do it.
All right. I think basically it's just a, I don't want to use the word poor mindset, but I think that's what it is. In Africa, we're defined by where we live,
what we wear,
the car we use,
all the materialistic things.
It doesn't matter if you are begging your neighbor to sustain.
As long as they pass
out. You just have that thing. You just have it.
So that's basically it. But well, some people can afford it. Some people can't afford living on the island. It doesn't change. I mean, it doesn't really change anything. But when you know in your heart of hearts that you cannot afford it.
What about this question of guys selling and babes selling their guys? Hey, you know they're there and you don't go do it for human.
Married or not married?
Yeah, okay.
Not married, there's still time to break up. It's not a divorce.
After 5 years?
There's still time to
break up. After investing 5 years?
See, if you go into the marriage with that girl will run you dry. That girl will run you dry. And then you now start regretting, why didn't I break it up that time? I wish I had known. Yeah. I wish I had. But then, now you still have time. But for those who are married, we'll love to see you soon.
Wait for your wife.
Well, really, you can sit down with her and talk things through.
And if she doesn't want to talk things through, come.
Well, again, the Lord will see you through. Married people.
Yep.
They are in it for life.
Okay, now, you see, shout out to the people in the idea zone. Mm. Dr. Ebeda, Akonwojo, all these things. And then, one of my colleagues was saying, Tom told her that, hey, you don't know that lives on the mainland, that idea zone.
I think all these things are just
like
in their mind.
It's like telling someone that lives in London, you don't get that. You don't hear those kind of things outside the country.
It's just a mindset. You know that? It's just a mindset.
Even it's so funny that even outside the country, nobody wants to stay in London. Because
everybody's moving out.
Expensive.
It drains the life out of you. People are looking for places where it's a lot more cheaper.
I think another thing is people don't just want to tell themselves the truth. You just want to live a false life and let everybody believe that you're living one kind of life that is really not there. People don't just want to tell themselves the truth. You're borrowing to pay your rent. I mean, this story you were telling us of someone who borrows to pay his rent yearly. Why would you do that? But seriously, why would you do that? Why? What kind of status are you trying to uphold that you would have to borrow yearly to pay? Oh, no.
But you should think also from the investing perspective. So if you are supposed to marry and you're probably ready to spend 5 million over the next 5 years living on the island, then actually sit down with your chief and say, why don't you do this into art? Let's live in a 3-bedroom apartment at 1.8 million to get the extra 700,000 for interior decoration, and then you save 2.5 million every year, put it up in stocks, put it up in bonds. I mean, that's why Investnera is there. You can always talk to us about your first. Put it up in real estate or something that
will yield.
After 5 years, cover that. That's 2.5 million. There's not going to be 2.5 million. Give or take, it's going to be months. With that, you can actually build a house, own a house, and then you probably have rents. You can now tell, babe, you now
let's
have
move to the island.
And then that can be feasible. So it's between saving now, investing in the future. I must let people know that I'm alright.
Exactly.
My mother, when they call, my son is living on the island. Do ever make you tell
what she's worth?
I think we're just always thinking about the now.
Yes.
It's just about now. Now. now, but like was trying to sell to you about investing wisely and then compounding wealth. Don't just look at the now, look into the future. What do I want my 5 years to be now? Do I want to be struggling to pay my rent? Do I want to be struggling to borrow money from friends? Things like that. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed yourself with us and then look forward to our next meet. Take care.
Bye.
Follow us on Facebook at Invest Naira, Twitter at Invest Naira, Instagram at Invest Naira, and Google Plus at Invest Naira. We have amazing resources on our website at www.investnaira.com.